Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. This is Scaling Up to Eight Figures Podcast, Episode 59, Season 3. Today we're going to talk about implementing your five strategies for success in your business. Welcome to Scaling Up to Eight Figures Podcast. Hi, I'm your host, Victoria. Building an eight-figure business is intentional and not accidental. Each week, I have eight essential elements that I ask you to go over on how to become a million-dollar entrepreneur. We make sure that we cover your mindset, cash, people strategies, your execution, time management, business assets, and what I like to call multipliers. So let's go ahead and get started with the program. So today we're going to actually talk about five strategies for implementing success in your business. And there are several, but these are the core ones that have seemed to work really well when I was scaling and have been able, fortunate enough to scale a couple of multi-million dollar businesses with the option of being able to sell them for millions of dollars. So that's kind of what I like to look at. And the five that I'm going to talk about today is the who and the where are your juicy red core customers. What are you really selling them? What are your three brand promises? What method do you use to measure whether you're actually keeping up with them? And the other one is what I like to call your MVP. What is the vehicle that you're using to test drive whether or not the strategy is working? Now, I talk a lot to clients that have been in business 4 or 5 years, and they seem to be just, you know, floundering. They really haven't found their niche. They're going to this place and that place, and they're still making the 80, 90, 100, 200,000, but they're trying to scale up to the million-dollar benchmark, which once you've reached the million-dollar benchmark, it's not as much of a challenge to know what works and what doesn't, because in order to become a million-dollar entrepreneur, you do have to know what you're doing. I don't think you can guess your way into that. So first we're going to look at who and where. And when we talk about our who and where, this is who is your core customers. These are the ones that are buying 80% and they don't mind paying the price. That's how you know they're your core customers. If you have to try to convince someone to buy something from you, they're not your core customers, because your core customers do not have a problem spending the money because you've educated them, or they're educated by the time they come to you on what the value is and what you're offering. So one of the tests I like to say is if you're having to negotiate your prices, go over it again and again, that is not your core customer. So you first want to know who they are. And you'll be able to tell by looking at the industry that you're in what are the top dollars that they're able to demand and why they're able to receive that. So if you're doing speaking and top money is $25,000 and you're getting $500, then you need to switch what you're doing if that is your goal to reach towards the million-dollar entrepreneur benchmark. Then you need to figure out where they are. Are they on Instagram? Are they at the SBA meetings for that? You need to figure out where are your core customers. So the who and the where is really, really important. And when we say where, they could be international, they could be online, they could be where you do your brick and mortar. It depends on your industry. But the who and the where is really important. And then number two, we need to figure out what are you really selling them? What is it that you're selling, and why do they need to buy it? And the why is really important, because what you're selling, is it changing their lives? Is it adding value to their lives? Is it making them happy? Is it making them wealthy? What is it that you're doing that's adding value? And you should be able to answer that fairly quickly. So when you know your who and you know your where, and then you are able to say what your what is. And when you think of selling, I like to really think of it as I am helping. If you think of it as helping, you don't think of it as selling. And you should be able to actually give 4 or 5 things that you're doing to help, not to sell. But how are you helping them? With their children, if you're a daycare provider, staying extra hours is helping them with their children. If you actually have animals and you're a provider for daycare, for doggy daycare, then you're actually changing lives, because we know how bad traffic can be in certain cities. rushing across town to make sure you get your dog because they close at a set time may not help you. So you have to make sure that you can understand what it is you're doing to really, what are you selling to them, and how is what you're selling helping your potential customers and clients. Then we like to look at what are your three brand promises. What are you promising that you're going to do, your brand? And your brand promises are really important because this is what someone is banking on when it comes to why they would come to you. Your brand promises should really differentiate your company, why I should come to you, because now I know who and where, and I understand what. Now I have to be able to differentiate myself on why. Why would I come? So you should be able to have three brand promises that distinguish this. And then you need to have a method, very, very important, on what you're doing to keep these promises and how can you measure that. It's so important to understand that you cannot do anything about something you cannot measure. You cannot change what you're not measuring. So it's very important that you make sure that you can identify what it is that are your indicators that you're making that shift. I remember there was a client that I had, and she had ran all across town trying to find someone to help her with her business. When she came to me, she was just totally exhausted because she had been going from coach to coach, and she had done group coaching and all this. And so when she came to me, we discovered what was the problem, what we need to do, and basically the problem was her personality did not fit with her brand promise. She was more of a creative person, and her business was more on a serious tone. So it was hard for her to seem like she was really conveying that warmth to her audience because she was more business and her product was more creative. And so it was a hard fit. That was the reason why she wasn't able to really translate that across to her potential audience and connect with them because her whole being was not that type of person. So once we identified that, then we were able to have her set into an environment where she was in the position to convey the more serious side of business, and it worked. And that was the problem that she kept running into. It wasn't who she was. So you need to make sure your business fits you and you fit your business, because it will definitely show with any kind of marketing you're doing, especially if you're meeting with your potential clients and they don't feel the connection. You will not be able to build that relationship. And the last is, what are you doing for your MVP, which is your minimum viable product? Send that out ahead, see how well it does. Have it be in a podcast, a webinar, some type of free course or a very inexpensive course. If you get a bite from that after, I would say, definitely 60 to 90 days, if you are marketing and really putting yourself out there and nothing is happening, that's your answer. They are really not interested in what you're trying to sell them to help them. And it could be that you have an outstanding product, but you're not conveying it in your creative writing. In your content, it doesn't convey that. And that's the thing about online. You may be able to meet with someone and convey that in person very easily and connect. But online, the words, they have to resonate that. And if you're not good with content, it will be a challenge to make sure that you're able to do that. So make sure that you're able to connect with your content, and unless you can be really great with doing YouTube videos, which is another way where someone can actually see you, and that may be an answer more than someone actually reading about what you're doing. But those are different options. But you want to make sure that you have your who and your where, your what, your three brand promises, have methods on how you're going to measure it, and then see what your MVP is before you spend a lot of time trying to implement something that someone may not have a desire for. So I really hope this episode was informative, insightful, and impactful. Make sure you join me for episode number 60, where we're actually going to get into the execution of your strategy. So we want to talk about execution. We've got our strategies. Now we want to know how we're going to execute them. So that's what we're going to talk about next week. Happy Valentine's Day to everyone out there. And understand and know that we love social media, so please visit us on social media at 8 Figure Business Coach on Facebook, Instagram, 8 Figure Business, LinkedIn, 8 Figure Business Coach, Twitter at 8 Figure Coach, or leave us a comment in the comment section about this episode. We love comments. Or download this episode or subscribe to our podcast. So thank you so much, and you have a fantastic week. Take care until next time.